Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? And welcome to the show tonight. And it's a good one. Actually, this is from Victoria Whitehead, a new angel coach up and coming, I should say. And thank you, Victoria, for the show idea. I asked her, and she said, talk about what the difference is between the ego and God, and how can you know the difference? And that's a tough one, I think, right? Because, man, have you ever been on that circle and it feels like a spiraling cycle that just going way out of control and you're calling on God and God doesn't hear you, you think, or your angels don't hear you? So then I'm going to talk about how to distinguish between the ego and God and or the angels, because I always feel like the angels are like the arms of God, and he put them out there, or she put them out there, however you see God, to guide us too as well. So how do we distinguish, you know, actually the voice of God, the Holy Spirit, and the angels between and the ego? And who are we listening to when we act, right? And I'll give you examples of this. And another way of, like, looking at this, you guys, or phrasing this question, might be how do we distinguish between illusions, right? That what is an illusion? I'm not good enough. You need to do this. You need to give up this. I need to be loved. I need to get him to love me or her to love me. An illusion would be God doesn't love me. You know, those are the things that self-worth is an illusion, right? If we don't have self-worth, you know, because we're all part of God and the truth. So let's say, how do we distinguish between our ego or an illusion and God and the angels? So what's the answer? Well, it seems that we could read a book. Of Course in Miracles is really wonderful with this. I'm going to recommend that because that's what I'm doing, and a few of others of you guys are doing this too. But it seems, you know, it seems to ask the question, and some, you know, you want a literal answer right now. So here is the deal. learning to distinguish between the voice of God and the ego is a practice, okay? And we're going to talk about a couple of things, how you can distinguish the difference between them. So the first thing that you do is, I think, and this is something that I got really glad to share with you guys, is look at yourself in the mirror, look at yourself inside of yourself or in meditation, and just say, I choose for situations in my life. I choose to pursue the truth in all situations in my life, okay? And so that's one way you can do that. Let me give you an example. I recently talked to a young lady who is a client of mine. And she said, Therese, she said, I had this guy, I thought it was him. And I could have thought he was the one or she was the one. And she goes, I was talking and you know, to my angels and God and the Holy Spirit, and I listened to your show all the time. I listened to other shows too as well. And she said, I could hear that, oh, he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. And then there's a voice that came that was like underneath that voice. You know, guys, don't understand, it was a softer voice that said, we have someone better for you. I have someone better for you. She said, I heard it. We have someone better. I have someone better. I was like, wow, that's cool. And she said, well, long story short, I found out that he was dating someone and he was really in love with her. And then I met someone and now we're together and living in together and all those things. And so I said, well, how did you feel when you heard that voice? And she said, and you found, better question is, how did you feel when you found out someone else? And she goes, I felt really let down. But I do remember, she goes, I'm hearing the wrong voice. And she goes, I got really clear with myself is to always pursue the truth in any situation. And I remember hearing, I've got someone better, we've got someone better. So she goes, I believe that was the great I am talking to me and the angels talking to me. And I was like, wow, cool, very, very cool. And she said, but one thing I want to tell you guys, and she was sharing this with me and someone else. I really know that it takes time, because sometimes we're in such a difficult situation where we want to only hear from that guy or that girl in a relationship, or if it's about our career, we only want that job, and we only want that, you know, those kind of, you know, what we want, what we're choosing, right? And sometimes, you know, the Holy Spirit, God, the angels have someone better for you. So it's just like about moving out of the way, you know. So how do you recognize the voice, usually it was often as a still, quiet voice. You've ever heard that? I think it's in the Bible. It's in all the religion doctrines that are out there, the religious, practices that people do. And I know myself that when I hear that voice, and it's a small voice. It's not this big, loud, booming voice, okay? Like, get your rear in gear or anything like that. It's just a small voice, okay? Same with the angels, too, as well. So whoever you're listening to and that kind of thing. And it takes time, right? So it takes time to really understand and really hear God's voice, okay? Sometimes you get it in dreams. Sometimes you get it in feelings. But when you hear that still, small voice, and usually it's like, you may be hearing this big booming deal, this big booming voice saying, hey, get busy. He loves you. All you have to do is, or she loves you. All you have to do is, or you listening to the voice of saying, hey, go plus to this shop, get this shop, and you're running around in circles, right? Stop and just say, hey, let me hear that voice to do, or let me have that feeling, because when you're talking to God, the angels, if you're going to hear that voice, it's not going to be really loud. It may be in your own voice, okay? Soft voice. So I just want you guys to be aware of that too as well. So that's one way. And my phone may go out, so I'm going to put it on charge. Hold up. Hey, Tori. I didn't even realize it, but I've done a lot of talking today. So, okay, remember, it's a still small voice. Take time, and then just always ask for the pursuit of truth in every situation in your life. So he said, Jesus, it talks about it too, Jesus, but I think Jesus is ascended master. He said, learning to recognize the Holy Spirit's voice for most of us is a lifelong process. And in the Course of Miracles, it says, only the very few can hear God's voice at all. And even they cannot communicate his message directly through that the Spirit gives to them. So hearing the Holy Spirit is not something we hear about and do without any effort or any training. It really does take you to be disciplined with yourself, to quiet place and meditation, hearing God's voice. Hearing that at all, because what happens is ego is fear, right? And a lot of times we're really calling on God, we're coming from a place of fear, frustration, or desperation, right? So a lot of us are desperate when we're calling at that time, right? He's leaving me, she's leaving me, I'm sick, my child is in trouble, my boyfriend, girlfriend's in trouble, my job, I need, and we're calling out in fear. So that's ego. And so to stop, and really hear God's voice, And sometimes the voice can be come through, someone else, like my friend. She's like, we need to do a show on this, Tree. And so was she talking with God, and God gave her that message given to me? I believe so. Just be aware of, you'll hear that still small voice. Maybe you get a message, God's message through another vehicle, such as an article or another person. Or a book that you're reading, okay? So just do that. Remember that. Anyway, so let's see what else I was going to say. God's voice is based in truth and love. Remember that too as well. One of the other things that you need to remember, how do you know that it is God's voice? And when everybody wins, when it's Holy Spirit's voice or God's voice and the angels. This is super, super, okay, that you guys know this. So when let's say you're in love with a man or a woman and they're in the process of dissolving a marriage or, because I think a marriage of hearts will never dissolve, right? I think it should be forever, okay? Forever, as long as you're here on the planet. And and maybe not forever, but a good long time. So, when you are hearing the Holy Spirit's voice or God's voice or the angel's voice. And one of the things that you learn really quickly, it is important to know that God is always going to be fair and always going to make sure everybody wins, right? And the ego will, he asks for sacrifice. Let me give you an example of this, okay? I got a message last night, this is from the client of mine, that I was supposed to quit smoking and get on a diet and lose weight before I could date, right? And she goes, I think that was God and the angels talking to me. And it was a God and the angels, maybe. But, but she says, I feel like that. I can't do that right now. So I said, well, let's look again. I said, what else do you feel? And she says, well, because I feel like that I'm supposed to, before I do anything, I'm supposed to join a website and get familiar with dating again. And I said, yeah, that's a good thing to do. And she said, so I'm gonna join a website. And she goes, I'm still overweight. And I said, because I went through a meditation and everything. And these are a couple clues in discerning between the ego and God's voice. And she says, I think that's what I'm supposed to do. And she said, I said, so it's not about dieting. It's about getting comfortable with people again, right? She goes, yeah. And she goes, and so anyway, long story short, she gets on the website, meets a guy, and they both diet together and lose weight. So with the first voice she heard, it was very painful for her to lose weight and to diet before she started dating, okay, and to exercise. So what she did was she joined a website that it wasn't that, that she talked to a guy and, flirted back and forth, and then she met a guy that liked her picture and was in the process of losing weight himself and getting healthy, and they met, they became friends, and then they're now dating, okay? Now, so you got to really distinguish, is that a counterfeit voice, that's posing as God's voice? Maybe. Okay, because it doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice. And if something is so painful that it's hard for you to do, ask again and say, tell the ego, be quiet, let me hear God's voice. And if it's still a quiet voice, it's not about you losing weight right away. Maybe it's about you finding a partner to help you lose weight and you can help him or her, okay? So that's something that remember too as well. And you're also going to, you're going to get positive signs that this is the right thing. The true voice of God, the true message from God or the angels and or both, it's going to come from a place of joy and love, all right? There's no undercurrents of sacrifice or pain or bullying, okay? Because sometimes, we think that, I got to do it this way because I was told to do this in prayer. Well, nobody's going to tell you have to do anything. All right, and God's going to say, hey, I'm going to shift to give you this information because you're asking for it. And the angels are going to do the same thing, but you don't have to do anything. You just have to be and be the best you can be if that's what you choose. And remember, ego is eating God out. I like that, right? So, one of the client that was, she met a guy. I wanted to clarify that. And they were both married, and she said, I feel like my husband, I feel guilty about my husband. I'm not happy with him, and he's like, I'm not happy with my wife, and they were separated, and both couples were separated. And I said, okay, you guys, you're worried about them being miserable. I promised you that you're the stuff that you're hearing and you're getting in meditation and that you're reading is not about you being miserable and staying married, right? And or being miserable and not being married. It's not about being miserable and having to stay with some of the guilt. And I said, I want you to really understand that. And I remember her asking me, she goes, what do you mean? And I said, so, God and the angels are going to always be fair, okay, and always, ask you to do something that you have to sacrifice for. So what does that mean? Maybe asking God and the angels and saying, hey, and make sure you tell your ego to be quiet, hey, how does everyone win the situation? You know what I mean? And I wish the best and highest and best good for myself, my new partner, and my ex-husband, my ex-wife, my former wife, my former husband's probably going to be saying that. And I wish the best and highest and best good for both of us, right? And so then you realize that some of the false things that the ego does is that it actually tricks you in thinking, giving you this false guilt, okay? And
And that's a big sign right there. Because God doesn't give you guilt. I really believe that, okay? So the Holy, you know, God, the Holy Spirit never asks for a sacrifice, but the ego always does. So the voice that you're hearing is calling for a sacrifice. It's probably the ego, okay? And God is clear about you really just stopping and listening, okay? And there's a real true joy and peace about the voice that you're hearing or about the words that you're getting, and full of wisdom, okay? So I want you to know that too as well. Hold on one second. I just lost my train of thought. I apologize because I want everybody to get. Remember, nobody loses. And you probably won't, or she or God, the angels won't guide you to still a husband or to still a wife that isn't ready to be let go, okay? And ready to move on, you know. And trust me on this one. I know that sometimes these things are really challenging and difficult, but God's got a plan, and the angels have a plan for us if we really feel it's our time to go, and we know that this person in front of us is someone that we're meant to be with. That's going to happen, okay? Now, there's always free will, but, you know, just trust that it's going to happen. And one way you can do this is, remember, have a pursuit of truth always on your heart and your mind. I pursue truth in every situation. And if it means that this guy is not for you or this girl is not for you, that's okay, because you're going to get a better guy, a better girl, all right? And if it means that you're back in love with your wife or your husband, that's cool too. But I always say, show me the truth. Show me the truth in the situation, okay? And then for 30 days, I'm going to recommend 30 days because I do that, and I've gotten some real joy out of it. I wish divine love and divine peace for this situation. And that's in business and personal relationships, okay? So, you know, and my choices and your health, all right? You know, sometimes I think we have, like, negative reactions to hearing the voice or feeling the message or getting it from however we get it. And we know it's right because it resonates with us, right? And it's got true peace to it. It's not asking us to make a sacrifice. It's not asking us to stay in such a gloomy situation that we can't breathe, right? It's not asking us to worry and feel guilty about somebody who doesn't have a partner, and we do. It's not asking us to feel guilty or that we took a promotion from somebody else, all right? Because remember, the Holy Spirit, God, the angels do not sacrifice. They don't ask us to sacrifice. The ego always does, okay? So if you're hearing that, it's your ego, right? What about if you have no negative reactions, you know? Have you ever thought that, oh, my gosh, I can't do this? So you got to go into prayer, all right? Because prayer will, when you're praying, you're asking. And when you meditate, you're receiving. And you're going to get the answers, right? And if God is asking you to do something, then, you know, and it feels really right down underneath you being angry that it's not giving you the answer, he's not giving you or she's not giving you the answers, or not giving you what you want to hear, then one of the things that you do is just pray to be shown the truth, not get what you're looking to get, okay? And if you read the Course in Miracles and start studying it, I'm going to tell you, it really does work, because I'm doing it myself, and boy, I've had a lot of wake-up calls. Let's do this. How about, if you feel guilty about anything, and I've talked about this on shows before, that guilt is the most, it's just a horrible emotion that we suffer from, having a human experience, right? It's terrible because you get this false guilt about, oh, my husband is not going to have anyone. This generation from is not going to have, not going to be able to make money. And I stole it from her or him. You know, I've heard that before. Have you? Have you ever felt it or heard somebody say it? It's just painful when you see that happen to people. It really is. So let's talk about false guilt. When false guilt can arrive in any situation, and that's okay. It's to be expected sometimes, because we're learning to trust in God. And when we begin to realize that we project the guilt upon people in our life, in our world,
it's our mistake, and that the guilt we're seeing is, in fact, our own. The beginning phases of really listening to the voice of God is this reversal of not blaming, not saying, I took this from you, or she took this from you, or he doesn't have anyone because I'm leaving him, or my business is failing because this person stole, or her business is failing because I got this contract. Okay, sounds familiar? Some people, you know, really have really embraced that, and that's okay until you choose something different. So it's only the guilt ego that blames it all. Self-blame is the ego identification with the world. And as much as an ego defense is blaming, seizing us, but realizing that we're only in charge of our own thoughts, our own feelings, okay? And when we practice pursuing the truth, then the ego stays quiet, okay? It doesn't go away, and that's okay, because it got us to this point, right, where we realize that we have an opportunity to grow and to change. And so give up the guilt. Guilt is always an indication of the ego. You may be thinking that you're feeling guilty because you're listening to God or your angels, but if you are feeling guilty, you're only listening to the ego, and it isn't God, it isn't the angels that's giving you this guilt. It is your own ego's interpretation of it. Okay, remember that. Then God may be saying, or your angels may be saying, your loss of peace is not because somebody else did something to you. You yourself have chosen to give up peace. Okay, your loss of this money is not because he took this from you or she took this from you. Your loss of money is because it's something that you chose to do. All right. Your loss of this man, or you're not getting making your marriage work, is not your fault, or it's not his blame, it's not your blame that he's a rotten evil person or she's a rotten evil person. It is just time for this marriage to be over, okay? Or it's time for you guys to work on something else. But quit blaming your partner, quit blaming your coworkers and everything, and quit blaming yourself. That's just ego, okay? So it's like, instead of blaming, say, show me how to have inner peace, inner joy, and radiate that out, okay? So I hope this makes sense to you guys. Anyway, recapping a little bit here. You want the great relationship, and you want it most of all with yourself. Remember to say, hey, I choose to pursue truth in every situation, okay? Every situation in my life, I choose to pursue truth. And what do you do? Is you choose prayer and meditation. Pray you're asking, meditation you're receiving. And also let guilt go, because, guilt itself is such a useless emotion. And remember, only the ego blames God. The angels, they don't blame. They just embrace and love and show you true joy, true spirit, and true connection to all that is. Okay? And that's super important to remember. Let's see what else I can say. I think that covers a great deal right there. And then let's see what else. Remember this. Sacrifice when you listen to God's voice, right? You just have to, ego is all about sacrifice. You can't have this guy until you do this. You can't have this job until you, and you can't have money until you do this, right? And that's, you have to, because you can change in an instant, right? You just ask, because the Holy Spirit's going to make sure, God and the angels are going to make sure that you have it all right? Because you are part of God and God is part of you, right? So just remember that too as well, okay? I hope this makes sense. And remember, God, ego comes from fear-based, and God and the angels, of course, come from love. There's also a still small voice. So if you're hearing this big booming voice say, hey, get your butt up and get busy and do this, the voice can be firm. I'm not saying that, but it's not going to be insulting and rude and loud. I'll give you an example of that. This morning, I was in a mall and having a dream. I was in a mall and somebody saw all the cell phones, right? To me, a cell phone is like my right arm. And so anyway, what I did was I woke up and said, I was thinking, oh, my cell phone is broke, right? I was like, let me go check it, right? I heard, your cell phone's broke. And I went and it's like, no, it's not broke. And that was the ego, my ego saying, worrying about my phone. You know what I mean? So just be aware of that. You know, because it was a voice of fear. I woke up in fear and bounced out of bed and came to see if my phone was okay, and it was, of course. Obviously, I didn't charge it enough, and that's okay, too. But just remember that, okay, that voice, that still small voice, will come from love and joy, right? And you'll learn to understand it. And if your body or if your ego fights it or if that voice fights it because it just doesn't feel right because you're not getting that, the person that you want. Remember my friend. She thought she heard the voice say, hey, this is the guy for you. And in essence, she said underneath that, she goes, I was like, oh, he loves you. He's going to be with you. He's going to break up with his girlfriend and be with you and all this stuff, right? And she said that I heard this voice quiet right after that big, long stuff say, say to her, how do you say it? I have somebody better for you. And the somebody better came, and so much better for her. She's super grateful for it. So I hope that makes sense to you guys. Remember, I'd love to hear ideas that you have for our show. Just email me at Tree@angelcoaches.org, or you can call me, 954-636-9401. It is always easier to actually text me. And see what else I was going to say. And then Facebook.com/angelcoaches. Victoria gave us this idea tonight. So thank her because, you know what, if we all pursue truth and we're all developing our skills to listen for God, and God's not outside of us. God is inside of us, in each and every one of us. How cool is that, you know, when we learn to center ourselves, lay ourselves down in the angels, okay, because everything that you need is within you. I promise you that, okay? Anyway, thank you guys so very much for tonight. I've enjoyed this show. Follow us, take care, and talk to us on Thursday night. We've got a great guest. She's an entrepreneur. She just opened her own store up, making swimwear. She says, I know this is just one spoke in my very large wheel. I'm supposed to do something spiritual and make a difference. And I said, you already do. Look at what you're doing. You're 26. And you're an entrepreneur, and you have your own business, and you just opened your first store. She did everything on Instagram with her bathing suit. The guy that she, I think I may have said this to you before, you guys who were listening in, and those who will download it later, the guy that she used to work for, he looked at her and said, you're leaving my store to go make bathing suits? And he thought, and he insinuated that she was going to fail. And now she's opening her own store, I think, a couple of years later. So how cool is that? So she's got a great story. She says it's mind, body, spirit. She also has, says, I think in her business, you have to have a spiritual practice. So she'll talk about what she does. And you guys can then share if you'd like. But thank you for listening tonight. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, /Angel Coaches, because they give you a lot of special stuff when you follow us. And then also Facebook.com/Angel Coaches. Follow us there, too, as well. And if you have comments, what you thought about the show, or shows you'd like to hear, love to know what you'd like to hear. All right, everybody, take care and have a great night.